A New Beginning, Part 10, The Compassion of Our Founder. Since 2 weeks ago, we talked about Jesus Christ being the church's one foundation. It's imperative that we talk about his nature. We can't call ourselves his followers if we don't really follow him, and we can't follow him unless we know him. And we can't know him if we don't study him. And last week, we started exploring the nature of Jesus, and we saw from the Word that Jesus declared himself to be gentle and humble in heart. We can only be a Christ-like church, then, if we follow our humble and gentle Lord in his humble and gentle manner. Today, I want to talk about another word often attributed to Jesus, compassion. In fact, some theologians maintain that this is the one word most ascribed to him in the scriptures. So let's see then what they say. Mark chapter 1, verse 40. A man with leprosy came to him and begged him on his knees, saying, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Then it says in verse 41, "Filled with compassion, he reached out his hand." Filled with compassion. Jesus is full of compassion. Some people have more compassion than others, and they have a bit of it here and there, but Jesus does not just possess a measure of compassion. He is full. He is full of compassion. And when you consider how large he is, this infinite God-man, just how much compassion does it take to fill the infinite God to the point of being full? You have to say it must be an infinite amount. Just pondering that thought alone fills the mind and heart with wonder and with love and with praise. Think of that. Our infinite Lord is full of compassion. So if you thought Jesus had exhausted his compassion towards you and your shortcomings, you are clearly mistaken. It can't happen. Very truly, not in a million years could it happen, because he is full of compassion and full of compassion towards you. It says, filled with compassion, he reached out his hand and touched the man. He touched the leper. He touched the untouchable. And in that touch, that healing touch, the love and compassion flowed from the heart of Jesus to the body of the man, and he said, "I am willing, be clean." And it says immediately the leprosy left him and he was cured. Full of compassion. Next example, Luke 7:11 says, Jesus went down to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd went along with him. As he approached the town gate, a dead person was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. Then it says, verse 13, when the Lord saw her, his heart went out to her. His heart went out to her. That's a translation of the same Greek word that we saw earlier that was translated filled with compassion. It's a heart thing, and it's a passionate heart thing to the point of Jesus being filled with compassion towards someone. He was filled with compassion for this woman and her grief. And it says that he said to her, "Don't cry." Then he went up and touched the coffin that they were carrying him on, and he said, "Young man, I tell you, arise." Then verse 15, the dead man sat up and began to talk, and Jesus gave him back to his mother. Jesus, a heart filled with compassion that reaches out and heals and saves and restores. Now we go to Matthew 15:29. Both Mark and Luke have noted his deep compassion. But what does Matthew say? In verse 29 of chapter 15, it says that Jesus was by the Sea of Galilee. Then it says, then he went up on a mountainside and sat down. Great crowds came to him, bringing the lame, the blind, the crippled, the mute, and many others, and laid them at his feet, and he healed them. Then verse 32 says, Jesus called his disciples to him and said, I have compassion for these people. They have already been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. I have compassion. Jesus had already spent the day healing person after person. The blind, the lame, the crippled, the mute. He listened to their case. He laid his hands on them, prayed for them, and healed them. Now his body was as weak as any man's, so by then he's tired. You'd think he'd used up his compassion, but not at all. He says, I have compassion for these people. And then he fed every one of them. And there's a similar situation in Mark chapter 6, verse 30. It says, the apostles gathered around Jesus and reported to him all they had done and taught. Then, because so many people were coming and going that they did not have even a chance to eat, he said to them, come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest. So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. But many who saw them leaving recognized them and ran on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. Now it says in verse 34, when Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. They were like sheep without a shepherd, and being the good shepherd, Jesus could not pass them by. His compassion for them did not allow him to. So first he taught them, and then he saw to it that every one of them was fed before sending them away. For a final example, we turn to Matthew chapter 20, verse 29. As Jesus and his disciples were leaving Jericho, a large crowd followed him. Two blind men were sitting by the roadside, and when they heard that Jesus was going by, they shouted, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us. The crowd rebuked them and told them to be quiet. Nice crowd. And they were a crowd of his followers. But they did not yet understand his nature. They thought that Jesus, being the coming king, would not consider these blind men important enough to halt his important kingly business to come to their aid. So they told them to be quiet. But it says, they shouted all the louder, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us. Jesus stopped and called them. What do you want me to do for you? He asked. Lord, they answered, we want our sight. Then it says, verse 34, Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes. Immediately they received their sight and followed him, filled with compassion. What then must we do about this? What then, as followers of the one full of compassion, should our response be? Paul writes in Colossians 3:12, Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Clothe yourselves with compassion. When the heart of Jesus was filled with compassion for someone while he walked the face of this earth, he didn't just keep it to himself. He acted on their behalf. He prayed for them. He healed them. There was grace that flowed from his full heart of compassion, and it flowed to the vessel he poured grace into. So also does grace flow from the heart of Jesus even today. But that grace flows through our compassionate hearts as we feel others' pain, as we pray for others, as we encourage others, as we lift the burden of others, as we show kindness and love to others. It's the compassion of Jesus, no mistake about it. But by having us share in his compassion, he partners with us in dispensing that compassion to everyone around us. And if there was ever a day that called for the compassion of Jesus, this is that day, and it is our day. More on the nature of our founder next week.
I am thine, O Lord, I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Oh, the pure delight of a single hour that before thy throne I spend. When I kneel in prayer and with thee, my God, I commune as friend with friend. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. There are depths of love that I cannot know till I cross the narrow sea. There are heights of joy that I may not reach till I rest in peace with thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side.